Welcome to Chapter 26, Karma.
Karma. Mike Schmidt, the Hall of Fame third baseman of the Philadelphia Phillies. Before I get into this chapter and where these two things come together, I want to go on record stating that I am a major believer in karma. A long time ago, in my neighborhood growing up, there was an elderly black gentleman who had a favorite expression, which was, good brings good and bad brings bad. And the longer I'm on this planet, the more I realize how accurate that particular philosophy is. I have seen over the years good karma, and I have seen some bad karma. And I've always felt that if a person deliberately hurts somebody for no reason, they're inviting bad karma into their world. And I have seen, as I said before, more than a few examples of that kind of behavior. And there's no way around it. The example I'm going to cite in this chapter, unfortunately, is more of the negative side of karma, but karma nonetheless. Anyway, as I mentioned in my previous episode, this also involves my crazy jeweler, Jack Earnkohl. Now, this is a few years after I had met him, and instead of being at his jewelry store, we met late in the afternoon for a couple of drinks at a place called the Rose Tree Inn in Media, Pennsylvania. And this was a couple of years after the Phillies had won the World Series in 1980. So Jack and I were sitting at the bar, and who comes in and sits down across the bar from us but Mike Schmidt, his wife, and two other couples. And wow, that was pretty cool. I motioned to Mike Schmidt. I had the bartender, Billy, send them a round of drinks. And when he looked up, I said, you know, thank you. We thank you for that great time that you provided us, my family and friends and the entire city of Philadelphia, winning the World Series in 1980 for the first time since I don't know when. Since there were prehistoric animals on the earth or something. So anyway, Jack and I had our conversation, and over the course of the next hour or so, I bought them another two rounds. So I bought them a total of 18 drinks. So I have never in my life ever had any interest in getting an autograph. But I thought, you know what, since my two daughters were very much involved, that's really where their first real exposure to baseball was, during the playoffs in a World Series of 1980. I wrote on a napkin to Colleen and Patty from, and I asked Billy the bartender if he would take this napkin over and ask Mike Schmidt if he would sign it. A fairly simple request, so Billy takes it over, and a couple of minutes, he comes back with kind of like that sheepish look on his face, and he gave it back to me and said, you know, Mike Schmidt said he doesn't do this when he's socializing. So my pal Jack, who, as I briefly mentioned earlier, is he's kind of aggressive. He has an aggressive personality, and he wanted to say something. He wanted to go over there and rip him. I calmed him down. I said, look, it's not worth it. You know, some people, Mike Schmidt had a history of being an ass. So I didn't take it personally. In fact, I knew the person, his landscaper. And he's one of these people that he's a kind of a poor winner, in the sense that despite his many, many achievements, certainly in Baseball Hall of Fame, he's nasty. And condescending, you know, and had attitude. That's probably the best word, had attitude. Not the most likable, even during his heyday. And he whined about the fans. And anyway, so that was it. Jack and I went our separate ways. Now let's fast forward the clock. 10 years. It's a Friday night. I'm sitting at the bar at the Rose Tree Inn by myself. I had just taken delivery on my brand new Lincoln limousine that I had customized. It was gorgeous. And my driver, Steve, an ex-Philly cop, which is always a good thing to have an ex-cop as a driver because you get to park wherever you want. But anyway, I'm in there and having a drink, and who do I see walk out but Mike Schmidt and his wife, Donna. I thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. The last time I saw him was 10 years earlier in the same place. So I didn't think anything of it. So about 2 minutes later, my driver, Steve, comes in and says, Jimmy, Mike Schmidt would like to see the inside of your limo. And I said, tell him, not when I'm socializing. Oh, ain't payback just, isn't it sweet revenge? 10 years, and I got a chance to use his own words back at him. It was the ultimate karma example of karma. He created it, and it was payback. When I told Jack Earncall the story, because he was the only one that was there the first night, he had the same opinion. And anybody I've told the story to over the years has kind of come to the same conclusion. You know, payback.
It is something I totally believe in. Next up, what a walk on a beach can lead to.